You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Today is the day to let your voice be heard about the FDA trying to convert all supplements since 1994 into some form of a drug that will only be available by prescription. We've got it linked up through Natural News and the Life Extension Foundation, LEF. Take action now to stop FDA from turning your vitamins and supplements into unapproved food additives. We have all the links up. You check it out. We don't need Codex Alimentarius on our shores. And the complete list of what to do, who to call, how to call the FDA, including their toll-free number at 888-723-3366. That's 888-723-3366 to alert the personnel at the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, Office of Nutrition Labeling, and Dietary Supplements. Let them know how you feel. Check it out up there at naturalnews.com. I have the link up. Now, today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to continue our theme of the 9/11 week 10 years later. I'm going to be joined momentarily by the conspiracy realist, Liam Sheff, again. And we're going to ask the questions that cannot be asked, the questions that shall not be answered by those in the old media, certainly those in the old guard of those that try to control the populations of planet Earth. And we're going to get to the, well, I don't know if we're going to get to the bottom of it, but we're certainly going to raise some questions that are not raised within the old media. John Stewart, who we did like when he let loose on the Ron Paul issue and brought a lot of awareness to that, we're going to, oh, he's not going to get the good end of the stick on this one because of his perspective on these questions, but we're going to ask him anyway momentarily. A little later on, I will comment on the debate from last night at the Reagan Library, Ron Paul there, etc., and also Leslie Carol Botha and Norma Erickson from SaneVax. We are going to discuss the recombinant DNA, HPV, in the Gardasil. And we're going to let loose on that like nowhere else in media. So I've got the SaneVax gals coming back on the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour. But right now, we need to kick it into gear. We're about at the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. This is something that should not be a holiday, in my opinion. This is an abject evidence of failure of the government to protect us. And the cover-ups that have happened since then are apparent or obvious to me that they don't want you to know certain things. Anytime the questioners are ridiculed, marginalized, diminished somehow, or attacked ad hominem, it tells you, just as we've covered for many years here, the issue of HIV and AIDS. The fact that the scientists, all they have is to call you a denialist if you simply question what causes immune deficiency. And this is similar to what has happened with the old media, including Jon Stewart of Comedy Central in this regard, that if you simply ask questions about what happened on 9/11, what were the real motivations, who might have done it, who benefited, who profited, who didn't, those things are not allowed to be asked. That tells you that they need to be asked, and who better to ask the question than Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, right here, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam, thanks. Good to have you back.
Here we are, one of my favorite topics.
And why is it your favorite topic, or one of them?
When I was a kid, I used to run around and I used to lift up rocks to see what was under them. I really did. I'm not making that up. I'd lift up flagstones, and anytime I found a creepy, crawly civilization, a garter snake or some other kind of thing, I was just ecstatic. Oh, look what's under the rocks. Look what you can't see. There's an entire world under here. And so I would be fascinated by the underbrush. I'd be running through the woods and picking up newts and, you know, lizards and snakes and all kinds of things. So that was me, collecting bugs, all that kind of stuff. And when I got to be older, I found that interest And as I was growing, that interest really did translate into the emotional sense, the psychological sense. I was constantly fascinated by what was underneath a story. We're always told stories. Human beings are storytellers. Stories are not necessarily true. They just have to be comforting. They just have to be palliative. They have to
tie up loose ends. Liam, if they're official, it changes the nature of the story completely, and the truth is lost. The facts may be muddied or changed to protect those who are the officials.
Yeah, the story may have been changed to protect the guilty. Official stories are there to protect officials. That's my tagline. It's emblazoned on a 9-foot tattoo across my back.
Yes. So one of the things that strikes me about 9/11 is it was not treated as a crime scene where you would normally try to figure out through clues and discovery who did it. And of course, in a crime scene, you always ask for what is the motivation of the criminal to kind of track back and try to make sense out of what's happened and maybe find out who are the links, how far or how deep does it go. And just like in the Kennedy assassination, seemingly there was a whitewash on or basically a prohibition on certain questions being asked in this investigation that may or may not have ever even really happened.
Yeah, 2 points in there. One, Kennedy, I'll do that second. First, the 9/11 Ground Zero site was sealed except to emergency workers. There, nobody did detective work. What would you look at? You'd look at the steel. Where did the steel go? The steel was put into 100-something or more dump trucks, carted off, put onto boats, cargo ships, and brought to where? China and India.
Yeah.
To be melted down. You are now driving in a piece of 9/11. You are now driving in a piece of the World Trade Center. Let me say it again. The steel was not examined. No forensic studies were done to see if the steel had been exploded, cut, melted through some fashion. We'll get into why it makes sense to ask that question. But remember, those used to be skyscrapers. They weren't one of the three little pigs' houses. They were neither made of brick or wood, straw, nor, you know, understand
sure.
what I'm saying, wood nor brick. They were welded steel with a dense, solid metal core. They were impacted or wounded asymmetrically, not all the way through the building, but through part of the side, close to the top.
If we speak specifically about the planes impacting
right.
in one given area that was visibly acknowledged and played back ad nauseum, of course, how then does the entire building come down on its own footprint?
Disintegrate. Yeah. Why do 500-ton girders fly a football field's length across the horizon, outward, not downward, outward, and embed itself into another skyscraper? If you fall down, does the ground beneath you explode 500 feet outward? If you
at levels high up in the sky, you're not talking about a collapse in an expansion on the ground level. You're talking about girders throwing out at higher levels, which doesn't make any sense.
You're talking about strong horizontal, that's sideways forces. You mentioned Kennedy. The questions that weren't asked in the Kennedy assassination were pretty clear, which is, did the CIA or did, you know, international intelligence organizations have anything to do with this? Was Kennedy really assassinated, not by a lone gunman? They already came to the Warren Commission with the assumption that he was killed by a lone gunman, and they just set out to prove it. And they followed the FBI's lead, I guess, under, Hoover, I hope I get that right, in the FBI, who said, well, it's a lone gunman, and so on and so forth. And then the Warren Commission set out to just prove it. They ignored the fact that some 2/3 or more of the people heard and saw shots fired from the hill, called the grassy knoll. Heard and saw. The majority of people ran toward the grassy knoll after Kennedy was shot to try to apprehend the people who had just killed their president. This was ignored by the Warren Commission. So now you have to ask yourself a question. Who was in the CIA in the 60s, 50s and 60s? A guy called Richard Bissell, a guy called Alan Dulles. Who did John Kennedy fire? A guy called Alan Dulles. A guy called General Cabell. Who General Cabell had one of the top men in the CIA. Whose brother was what? The mayor of Dallas. Who changed the parade route? You can connect a lot of dots if you open your eyes to it. But we're not talking about the Kennedy assassination. I clearly believe that was an intelligence operation. I think that the CIA had been doing its best to assassinate and topple foreign governments through the 19
Isn't that now acknowledged as standard operating procedure? I mean, they acknowledge that the CIA was on the ground in Libya long before this so-called Obama says, we're going to go into Libya on a humanitarian mission.
Of course. It's the imperial nation sending out its forward guard, its forward phalanx. We're only supposed to not think that we're like the Roman Empire because we cloud our vision with
this. We're Americans.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
We're simple, peaceful. We're simple-minded, peaceful people. We love dancing with the stars and working hard. And no, we've never taken over another country. I mean, it's not like the history of the 19th and 20th centuries in our hemisphere, you know, from Teddy Roosevelt to and on, was that of trying to monopolize all of these South American and islands in the Caribbean and such to make sure they'd be ours, essentially. Well, of course that was the case, of course. So, let's jump to the modern era. John Stewart is called America's, what, most trusted anchorman by some.
Right, he's replaced Walter Cronkite.
Right.
Yes.
And why is he trusted? He's trusted because he makes faces when he hears things he doesn't like. He doesn't just report it, he actually smirks. He does sort of monkey shines, he makes faces. Well, that doesn't seem true. You know, he'll be a smart aleck, and he'll make faces, and people go, oh, he's being honest. I trust him. He just made a face. That means I can trust him. He doesn't like this Congress. He just made a sourpuss. So he's actually considered a newsman now. And you have to remember that on this show, they do, whatever, 5 minutes of an opening, 8 minutes of an opening, and then they send some make-believe reporter to interview somebody who claims to have eaten the longest hot dog or claims to be a reincarnation of the Buddha, who's clearly a crazy person. And then they do that as a fake, real interview. And then they have on their celebutard. You know, they have on...
Right. Has Paris Hilton ever come on the show?
She may have.
Who
but
knows?
They
but
had
you're right. How serious can we or should we be taking this? Now, honestly, the media is portrayed or reported on this like, yes, as you said, people trust John Stewart. And we give him his props for raising the awareness of how do they ignore Ron Paul after the Iowa straw poll. That was good. But on this issue, which is much bigger, I should say, in terms of asking the questions that need to be asked, I've seen the video. And you have some very important links at liamsheff.com. We've got them linked up on the show today for robertscottbell.com. Listeners, go to robertscottbell.com. You'll link right to the questions. How many, 15 or so questions or more that cannot be asked, that need to be asked?
Yeah, 15. John Stewart shot down somebody at one of his recent book signings, I guess last year or so, who said, John, you know, John Stewart was making fun of 9/11 truthers. Well, what would you rather be, a 9/11 liar? That he was making fun of 9/11 truthers, people who ask, what's the truth about 9/11? He said, oh, I believe 9/11 was an inside job, ha ha. And everybody bursts into laughter. Now, a guy stands up in the back and he says, hey, John, what do you believe? Why did Building 7, we'll get into that, come down? Why did this happen? And John Stewart's answer, oh, I think Al-Qaeda did it. And he was just very smart alecky. He gave the guy no serious... And he revealed that he had no serious integrity as an investigative journalist. And if you really asked him, he'd say, I'm not an investigative journalist. I just play one on TV. I'm a comedian.
Well, it's convenient. He's trusted on certain things. But when confronted with something very uncomfortable that might maybe jeopardize his job,
right,
perhaps, then it's like, oh, all bets are off. I'm going to make fun of you for asking the question.
Right. It's right. It's time to be funny, man, and go, oh, shucks, I don't know anything. I'm just a clown. Except when he's not a clown, except when he's grimacing and telling everybody how they should live their lives according to his personal theology. And look, I'm sure I have a lot in common with him. I'm sure we could sit down and have a fun conversation. But I'd like to ask him these 15 questions.
Hmm. Well, let's ask him now, shall we?
Let's ask. These are 15 questions that I've put together about 9/11. And I think that people listening to these should understand that you can research all of this. You will have names. You can look them up. And you can see if what I'm saying is true.
Well, we're going to do that after this break, in fact. This is the perfect way to hold people on for the next segment. Not like they ever like listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or nothing, but this is getting interesting. I got Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, in studio now to ask the 15 questions of John Stewart or anybody else who wants to listen about what went on at the 9/11-2001, almost 10 years ago. And this is the theme this week. We are covering a little bit more of this every day until my live broadcast on Sunday on GCN. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. If you have a question or comment this week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I've got all the links up for you to check it out now, and we'll be right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the questions you're not allowed to ask about 9/11, you are allowed to ask them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I've got Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, rejoining me here. And all this hour, we're going to be taking this apart, getting through as many of these questions as we can. I have the links up at robertscottbell.com. Where do we start to get through this?
Well, start with number one, the dedicated agent, FBI agent Colleen Rowley. I believe, I'm going to say in the Minnesota office, Colleen Rowley was following somebody called, what's his first name? There, it's gone from my head. Massawi. And he, Zacharias Massawi. And he, she was considering him to be a terrorist suspect. She went to her superior. She said, we got to investigate. We got to get his laptop. We got to do this, that, the other thing. She was forbidden access to all the material that she needed, and she was stymied at every turn. Later, after the events of September 11th, everybody, especially the guy who got in her way at the FBI, was promoted. So the person,
people that stood in the way of her warnings, her investigations, actually got promoted after the event.
Right. So she was later then called a woman person of the year by Time and a whistleblower. But she's later said, wait a second, there's much more to this. This is clearly not. Remember, it's 19 guys with box cutters who just got lucky. This is what we're supposed to think. 19 guys with box cutters, 15 of them being Saudi Arabian. Saudi Arabian. Remember this country that has essentially a tyrannical terrorist regime over its people that hoards
oil? But remember, some of these Saudis were training on little piddly propeller planes in Florida to learn how to take 757s and 67s and fly them into buildings.
They were flying on tiny planes. One of them who supposedly flew the most dastardly, tricky aeronautic stunt ever performed by, I think it's a 767, was actually totally unfit to even fly a tiny, small plane. So when you're talking about doing a 270-degree turn with a multi-ton aircraft, everybody says it's impossible. Nobody can replicate it. It's like shooting out of the sixth-story window with a gun with a bad sight through a Texas live oak and hitting a pumpkin moving at 30, you know.
Try to do it on a PlayStation, which actually plays into this a little while.
Okay, so Colleen Rowley, FBI agent, was impeded from investigating ahead of time. Her superior, who impeded her investigation, was promoted. This happens over and over again. Let's go to another FBI, an FBI translator, Iranian-born, I believe, Sybil Edmonds. She is translating Turkish. She finds a money laundering, drug trafficking, influence peddling network inside the agency stretching from the Middle East all the way back to Congress. She report used to funnel money to terrorists responsible for 9/11. The FBI, she complained, she put this up. The FBI fired her. She continued with her complaint. John Ashcroft.
Wait, isn't it always about in investigations follow the money? I mean, this is far too logical. This is what this woman did. She followed the money and she was fired for it.
Maybe our friend John Stewart could take an interest in interviewing Sybil Edmonds or Colleen Rowley instead of Anne Hathaway for another, you know, whatever. I mean, if he's really going to determine what the liberal illiterati think, the college kids who worship this guy, and he's funny, but come on, let's do some investigation. Sybil Edmonds fired. Then she pursues this. Once and never again, Attorney General John Ashcroft.
This was the one who put the thing over the breast, the statue.
He was so offended by a statue showing breast that he draped cloth over it. He's such a great man. He did have a singing group with some of the other neocons in the Congress. Attorney General John Ashcroft placed Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator, whistleblower, under a state secrets gag order. State secrets, it was called, preventing her under penalty of law, imprisonment.
From testifying or speaking about anything she had found.
So if you violate a state secrets gag order, you are a traitor, essentially. You are an enemy of the state. So in other words, for coming forward and saying, I'm seeing money going from the Middle East all the way back to Congress, that money's being used to buy guns and weapons and to funnel money into the 9/11 stuff. No, you can't say anything because you will be an enemy of the state if you do. Let's jump into our friend Norman Mineta. Norman Mineta was, I believe, Secretary of Transportation in the Bush regime, Bush 2.
Norman Mineta, and it did a report on 9/11.
Norman Mineta was testified before the 9/11 Commission, which was put together over a year after the events of 9/11, almost under protest, certainly under very dragging feet from George Bush and his superiors. And I said that, you know, George Bush and his superiors, I mean it that way. Norman Mineta, Secretary of Transportation, came before the 9/11 Commission and said, there was a young man came in, and Dick Cheney was there with me, and we were watching the plane get closer and closer to the Pentagon, and the young
Flight
man,
77.
Young man would say, the plane is 30 miles out, the plane is 20 miles out. And Mineta says, when the plane got to 10 miles out, the young man said to Cheney, do the orders still stand?
Right.
Then Mineta says, Cheney whipped his head around and says, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything different? Have you heard anything to the contrary? What?
I've heard about this, yes.
You can watch the video. Now, hold on a second. The 9/11 Commission had Norman Mineta saying that Dick Cheney watched the plane get closer and closer and didn't shoot it down. What were the orders? The plane hit the Pentagon. Dick Cheney was clearly aware of it. Was Dick Cheney called before the 9/11 Commission? He was. He was asked to appear alone. Did he appear alone? He refused. He took his best friend, George W. Bush, hand in hand. They were both asked to appear alone.
Holding hands?
They came in together. They couldn't be separated. A reporter said, gosh, it seems like you guys are trying to keep your story straight. George Bush said, oh, just this is why we don't need a free press. Well, he might as well have said that.
Yes.
Norman Mineta said that he observed Dick Cheney watching the plane get closer and closer and didn't shoot it down. Why would that happen? Why did Donald Rumsfeld state? Oh, by the way, where's the Norman Mineta's testimony in the 9/11 Commission? It was scrubbed. Those minutes were scrubbed.
So it didn't even end up in the 9/11 Commission report.
Not even in the final report.
Yeah.
The 9/11 Commission report was intended to find out how Al-Qaeda destroyed three buildings. Three?
Three, right. Yeah. What was the third one? What do we know about this?
Three buildings in New York. Maybe just two, though.
Yeah.
Maybe also three. And not one in Washington, and didn't leave a hole big enough for a plane, and disappeared one somewhere in Pennsylvania. And that's it. Not to find out if it was an intelligence operation, not to find out if there had been infiltration into government agencies. No, no, no.
You realize we're going to be attacked by Glenn Beck now for asking these questions.
My fellow Americans, have you purchased your rapture food? It's coming.
Yes.
All right. I Glenn Beck's a character, and I give him a certain amount of respect for his radio work. He's funny.
No, he's a very talented individual. He's doing old-style, old-school radio in a great way, but he attacked anybody who would question anything about 9/11 outside of the official story.
After he questioned 9/11.
Yeah.
After he came out and said, wait a second.
He initially said, wait a second.
Wait a second. Where were the scrambled aircraft? We'll get into that.
Yes.
So Norman Mineta erased from the history book. John Stewart, you want to have Norman Mineta on your show and say, hey, what did you mean when you said Dick Cheney watched the plane get closer and closer and didn't shoot it down? Well, that's a good question. Why do some people believe that? Why do they call it inside job? Why do I call it an intelligence operation? We're supposed to believe it was 19 guys, 15 Saudi Arabians with box cutters that you can get at Staples who got lucky.
Hmm.
We'll get into that. Why did Donald Rumsfeld state one day before 9/11, one day, that is September 10th, 2011, $2.3 trillion in transactions were missing from the Pentagon budget?
10 years ago, that was worth something, $2.3 trillion.
It's still worth something. Yeah. I could go to Whole Foods and get at least a bagel and maybe a drink.
Yeah, maybe a bit of an organic banana that we're missing. What was this all about?
Donald Rumsfeld, remember, there are things that are known and there are unknown unknowns and there are unknown knowns and there are known knowns. I mean, he could say anything and nobody understood what he was saying. And he was still working in the White House from Nixon and Ford.
Yeah,
onward.
It goes back to Nixon. Absolutely. And of course, we link him to G.D. Searle and aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, which is on a short list of potential chemical warfare agents many years ago before somebody said, hey, it's sweet. Let's just put it in, get the FDA to approve it in soda pop.
And Gilead Pharmaceuticals, producer of all the make-believe bird flu drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the $2.3 trillion go? Remember, it was in the Pentagon. Where did it go to? The Pentagon was hit by something the next day. Not that anybody's ever released any video footage of that. Not that the FBI didn't comb the grounds and sweep up all whatever was there and go to all the neighboring hotels and gas stations and all the Pentagon cameras and take the tapes and God knows where they are, because nobody's ever been able to see video footage or photo evidence of a plane hitting the Pentagon. In fact, there was a 16-foot hole where there should have been a giant plane-sized thing with jet engines impacted into the wall. They weren't there. $2.3 trillion is missing. Maybe they were in the part of the Pentagon that was destroyed, which also happens to be the only section that had been recently reinforced to withstand an air attack. Wait a second. This guy's flying a plane from south of the Pentagon. He has to fly it over the Pentagon, turn around in a 270-degree descending G-force-inducing dive that you cannot do with a multi-ton plane without having the thing rip apart in the air. Somehow, we don't have pictures of this. This is what we're told has happened. Now, why didn't the guy flying the plane just dive right down into the center of the Pentagon? You could have destroyed that. You could have dove into the White House. You could have gone anywhere you want. No, let's fly over it. Give the Air Forces, what Air Force, what interceptors, a chance to shoot it down, come back, hit the only section that was recently...
Well, before 9/11, they didn't have any defenses of the Pentagon. I mean, there were no surface-to-air missiles. There were no machine guns there. How ridiculous of a thing is that, Liam?
I'm making a very sour face right now.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, this is the questions that have to be asked. By the way, if you're just joining us, Liam Schiff, the conspiracy realist, along with Robert Scott Bell, questioning the questions or asking the questions that cannot be asked regarding 9/11 nearly 10 years later as we theme out this week on this subject matter. And bringing up the point that John Stewart, America's most trusted newsman, comedian, would not allow this to be asked ever. So why? And we're going through this now. We've gone through five very serious questions. Now the Rumsfeld, the $2.3 trillion were missing suddenly related to the Pentagon. Where do we go from here?
Let's jump into a company called P-TECH. P-TECH, you PlayStation users, and by the way, if you are one, turn it off. That's not real. get away from the machines. We're going to have to learn how to function in the real world soon. But why was P-TECH, a company co-founded by a Saudi businessman named Yassin Al-Qadi? That Saudi businessman would later be put on the terror watch list after 9/11. Wait a second. P-TECH, this company that makes PlayStation stuff, also makes powerful data replicating software, which was put where, Robert Scott Bell? Was it put into the basement
of the
Federal Aviation Administration,
FAA? What would this software allow it to do?
It was a carnivore program that could replicate and mimic and even throw up ghosts onto computer screens. No, we're not allowed to see it. There was a whistleblower, and when we get back, I guess.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is stunning. PTAC, related to PlayStation as well, had a technology, and they were in the basement of the FAA. They could replicate. They could put ghostly images on radar screens. They could take ones that were there away. What were they doing in the basement of the FAA
for two years
prior to 9/11? These are the questions that can't be asked. They're being asked today on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Liam Sheff. RobertScottBell.com if you want your link directly to these questions at Liam Sheff's site. We'll let you know about that as well. Later, we'll talk more about the debate, Ron Paul, how he did in Simi Valley last night, as well as the SaneVax gals are going to talk about the HPV shot and what we're discovering about that as well. Questions that can't be asked anywhere else, we're asking right here and right now. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
If you're just joining the Robert Scott Bell Show today, you've missed the first six questions that can't be asked about 9/11, and we've just asked them, Liam Sheff and I. And we're going to continue doing so, going 7 through 15 and then opening it wide from there. why are we being marginalized, ridiculed? Why does anybody get marginalized and ridiculed for asking questions, pointed questions, as if we were at a criminal investigation, a crime scene? These are the questions that would normally be asked by anybody sane and rational in trying to uncover the truth, the facts, motivations, etc., behind something that happened 10 years ago, so horrific it drove us into two, maybe more, undeclared wars, cost us trillions of dollars, thousands of American lives, perhaps hundreds of thousands or more lives of the innocents abroad. And this is now time, long past time, to ask the questions, and we're doing it now. Liam, carry on.
We were talking about the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration. This is the government agency that monitors the trajectory and location and destination and height and so on and so forth of every airplane off the ground in the United States and coming into the United States. Now, there was a bit of operating software in the basement of the FBA for 2 years. That was in there. It was made by a company called PTEC. That company was co-founded by a Saudi businessman, Yassin Al-Qadi. He was later put on the terror watch list after 9/11. He was considered a terrorist. Why is his data replicating carnivorous software in the basement of the FAA? Nobody's been able to answer this. You can look these names up on the Google. This all made mainstream papers. Where's John Stewart? Where's CBS News? Where's 60 Minutes saying PTEC, PTEC, PTEC? If you want to blow the whole 9/11 thing open, just look up PTEC, P-T-E-C-H.
And it gets scarier because this next question, number 7 here, about Indira Singh, software engineer at J.P. Morgan Chase.
She's a very bright woman. She's doing her job. She had some people in front to J.P. Morgan Chase from PTEC, and they said, we're going to show you this new software. She had a look at it, and she said, no, this isn't right. You can't run this kind of stuff. This is a carnivore program. You can just steal. This is who, and she started making calls. Who are these guys? Where do they come from? So she went to the management, the investigators at J.P. Morgan Chase, and she was told not to ask questions. She was told that asking these questions was totally inappropriate. She was putting herself and others in danger. She was, quote, told to shut her mouth and, on that condition, have a wonderful life.
Wow.
If you shut your mouth. In other words, if you don't shut your mouth, we can't make any claims as to the length of your life. Shut your mouth and have a wonderful life. The same person at J.P. Morgan Chase told her that anybody giving her warnings about PTEC should be killed. This is a woman working as a software engineer reporting on terrorist activity. She's a whistleblower.
And this was covered in some mainstream outlets?
This is all in mainstream stuff, but they brought it up in the couple of years after 9/11, then it just disappeared. Why? I guess Dancing with Stars had a new celebutard, showing their skin or whatever like that.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, what about the U.S. intelligence agencies in the
Were there any warnings?
Were there warnings?
George
right.
Bush stood up and said, nobody had any idea. Nobody had any idea. Nobody had any idea. The U.S. intelligence agencies ran simulations of planes hitting buildings in New York and other cities, including the World Trade Center, in the decade before 9/11. These are the countries that gave the U.S. warnings about planes being used as weapons targeting New York, Washington, and other cities. Israel, Egypt, Russia, France, Germany, Britain, and Pakistan warned of imminent attacks by hijacked aircraft, including the World Trade Center. To hit U.S. buildings, including the World Trade Center.
And even the 9/11 Commission report acknowledged some of these warnings, did it not?
Well, these were just intelligence failures, of course, and maybe somebody didn't get the memo. No, this was actively suppressed, as we saw in the case of Sybil Edmonds, Indira Singh, and Colleen Rowley. These things were actively ignored. There was one, I believe, FBI agent who was, I can't remember his name, who was sure. He was following the money, and he was sure these buildings were going to be hit, and he kept trying to tell everybody. Everybody ignored him. He was in the tower, supposedly, on the day it was hit and exploded, and he died. I can't remember his name, but there was a front line about it in the year after, the one who knew or something. Well, dig a little deeper. Why did Larry Silverstein – here, let's jump into
this
New York
City. This gets into that mysterious third building, and John Stewart, in the video that I linked to today at your site through robertscottbell.com, was questioned, what about Building 7? You hear this now a lot. What about Building 7? I saw a report on CNN prior to it coming down that said Building 7 had come down.
It's a 50-story steel structure, modern building, 49 stories. Huge, huge skyscraper by any stretch of the imagination, dwarfed only by the majesty and the height and the grandeur of the World Trade Centers. This is the the brain for the intelligence operations in New York City. So this is Building 7 here. Why did Larry Silverstein, holder of the – hold on a second. Larry Silverstein, the year before or even months before, maybe even in July, bought a 99-year lease on the whole World Trade Center complex. That's buildings 1 through 7 or 8, whatever it is, 1 through 7, I think. Now, he bought a 99-year lease and he insured it for billions of dollars months before – what? Months before 9/11? Hold on a second. Then, after buildings 1 and 2 exploded,
mm-hmm.
he's in an interview said, well, there's been so much damage today. There's some fire in building 7. And he says, I gave the order to pull it. Now, when you talk about demolition, to pull a building is to explode the charges.
And it takes weeks to prepare properly for a building to fall under its own footprint to minimize damage around the surrounding of that building. You can't just decide, well, there's some damage in it, let's pull it now.
Right. So maybe he misspoke. But what happened after that? What happened the day that Building 7 hadn't fallen? There were some fires. Some of them were bad. Some of them weren't. The building fell at accelerating into free fall speed. Free fall speed, as though you took a bowling ball and climbed to the top of a building and just threw it out through the air with nothing beneath it. A building, steel structure, riveted together, fell down like somebody was hoisting it down with a rope as fast as they could into the ground, collapsed nicely into a couple stories of debris after he says he gave the order to pull it. The building fell into shippable lengths. Remember, where was the steel? When was it examined? To see if what? What? How could
nobody
it have been
examined done? It. It was hurriedly collected and shipped off, as you said, to China and India so that it could be returned to you in the form of cars or who knows what.
Yeah, you're driving it. You're listening to it on your iPad. You're holding a piece of history. What's the significance that Building 7 also contained the offices for? Are you ready? The CIA, the Secret Service, the Securities Exchange Commission, the IRS, records for Enron and WorldCom cases, two of the largest fraud cases, the two largest fraud cases ever looked at. Except
at that
maybe,
time.
Yeah. And the Office of Emergency Management for New York City. In other words, Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of America, he would have been watching the entire thing from up there. Now, why did they evacuate? There were some fires. Well, there were fires at the top of the World Trade Centers. But guess what? Those fires were going down. In fact, we have photos of the holes where the planes hit. The fires clearly cooled down because there are people there. You can see a woman there. She's not on fire. She's looking out like, somebody get me out of here. What's happening? But the fire has gone down. She's not on fire. So, well, we're not quite there yet. Let's jump into the big building. So, wait a second. Here's another one. Why is it significant that all of the records pertaining to any intelligence operation that would have been enacted by infiltrators into government agencies or however you want to look at it, would have been in that building, and that building was pulled, went away at free fall speed? Does that matter to you? Look it up. See if I'm making it up. I'm not. Why were Mayor Rudy Giuliani and other officials warned that the South Tower, we're talking now one of the big buildings, was going to collapse, his words, 10 minutes before it came down? He was told to get out. The building's going to collapse. He said this in an interview. We were told the building's going to collapse. You have to get out.
How did they know?
How did they? This has never happened in history. There was a fire. There was. Now, wait a second. Why was the building going to collapse? No steel structure has ever collapsed. A lot of buildings have burned for days, for hours, 24 hours or more. The entire building burned away except for the steel hull. And the next day, what's there? The steel hull, this husk of a building. It's just standing there. Why? Because steel is very strong. It's riveted together. How could the building actually didn't collapse? 9/11 says it didn't really collapse. They don't really quite say what happened. They seem to fudge about the margins a little bit, did it? Because remember, there's a core in the middle, and the thing supposedly pancaked around, but then the 9/11 commission say, no, it didn't pancake, and they don't really have an answer. It just went away, as is our critical thinking around this issue. Those buildings maybe never existed, I guess.
Yeah, well, all of the pictures, the movies that were done, it was all 3D special effects. Of course, this is absurd, but yes, it vaporized. How does it do that? Well, there's nobody answering the question.
Well, a lot of people did answer the question, and it took years to get this information on the public record, but people you can trust are eyewitnesses, like firefighters, police.
And what were they saying?
They said, wait a second. Why did dozens of New York – remember I said that two-thirds of the people in Dallas heard and saw shots coming from the hill they call the grassy knoll? Well, dozens and dozens of New York City firefighters, first responders, journalists, citizens, police report hearing, seeing, and experiencing, and even being shocked by, blown back by, ongoing explosions throughout the building from the basement, rising up through the building, and circling the structure in a manner reminiscent of, ready, a controlled demolition in the minutes and minutes and minutes before the towers fell. Why would people on the ground who had their skin blown off by an explosion in the basement report that? Because their skin had been blown off. Mm. Why did firemen report being blown out of holes and out of areas after the planes hit? What was going on? You can watch the planes hit. There's a giant fireball. That's called jet fuel. It goes away. It blows up. There's a giant fireball.
It burns out and it's done.
It's done. It goes down. You know what would have happened on September 12th if those buildings hadn't, in my opinion, been helped
to come down,
apart? We would have looked, and there would have been a sad sight of two giant buildings with holes in them.
Right.
And we would have fixed them. And that's what we would have seen. And we never would have had the impetus to go to war in two countries that didn't attack us. But we've become so deranged by the loss of something that was so big in the American imagination.
It had to be. The bigger the lie, the more believable it is, and then we've seen that throughout history. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and wrap up our thoughts on this. A few more questions to ask as well on the questions that cannot be asked, but they can be asked right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. You're listening through naturalnewsradio.com. Please, if you have not already signed up for email alerts there, go there, naturalnewsradio.com, put in your email. You'll get your daily updates as well as at robertscottbell.com. Coming right back to wrap it up with Liam Sheff after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you've missed any of the questions thus far, this is a show you will want to download or re-listen to in a couple of hours to catch up on all of the questions that can't be asked that we are asking, stimulated somewhat by Jon Stewart, America's most trusted newsman, and his unwillingness to allow any questioning of this, as many in the media have learned that if they do question it, they're out. They're done for. Well, we are not beholden to those interests, and Liam Schiff, the conspiracy realist, is man enough to ask the questions and stand up for truth, liberty, and I don't know, what's the American way anymore? I mean, isn't that been propagandized? If we really believe in liberty, this is not what has happened, because the liberty to ask questions has been seemingly taken away from the American people on this issue 10 years later even.
Oh, it's disheartening and heartbreaking. I can't tell you what the American way is. If you really think about the corporations that run the show, it's every billionaire for himself.
But, right.
and the rest of you can eat whatever you can find. From Colleen Rowley, impeded FBI agent, impeded from investigating 9/11 before it happened. She was hot on the trail. Sybil Edmonds, the same. Secretary of Transportation Norman Mineta, giving testimony that Dick Cheney was watching the flight approach the Pentagon, did nothing. Donald Rumsfeld stating that trillions of dollars were missing. Luckily, those receipts for the missing trillion, I guess, were destroyed in the Pentagon hit that was never shown to the American public, because all those tapes were deemed unnecessary for the American public to see. P-TECH, company cannibalizing the FAA data and putting up I don't know what on the screen. I mean, remember, that's what Glenn Beck got in trouble for saying. Where were the fighter jets?
Right. A reasonable question that suddenly after he asked the question, suddenly he became the attacker against anybody who questioned 9/11's reports.
Yeah, a man of great courage.
Yeah.
Let's jump back into it. Larry Silverstein buys a 99-year lease, insures the buildings, the whole WTC area for billions and billions of dollars months before the thing comes down. He's awarded on an investment of millions. He's awarded billions of dollars. Why did dozens of New York City firefighters hear the buildings exploding upward and upward and upward from the basement?
Controlled
upward
demolition.
Yeah. Well, that's what you have to say. You'd have to say that somebody wanted it to blow up. Now, the firefighters and reporters and first responders saw. This area was molten. They described it as being like a foundry with flowing metal after the buildings fell. Not for a day, not for weeks, but for 3 months it took to put out these 2,000-degree fires.
What is the fuel that burns that hot for that long and keeps going?
Magic. Well, magic or something called thermite or thermate. There are military-grade explosives that burn underwater. They created essentially a lake. They poured so much water into Ground Zero, and there were molten fires under the water. You can't do that with jet fuel. Jet fuel just goes out. It's gasoline. The jet fuel exploded at the top of the building. You can see the giant fireball like the Death Star blowing.
Yeah, it's basically kerosene.
There's nothing left.
Yeah, and so it burns out immediately. Whereas you see molten steel still burning months later, even after being flooded with water, you have to ask questions of physics, or deny the awareness that there are these things that have been created that can burn this way.
You got to dig a hole in your backyard, put your head in it, and
yeah, exactly.
Which is what the head of the NIST investigation, National Institutes of Standard and Technology, did. John Gross claimed he'd never seen the pools of molten metal under the collapsed WTC buildings, despite photos and video and the testimony of everybody who went to the site. You can watch dripping metal coming off of stuff being held in a crane's mouth. What are you talking about? If this stuff is molten, don't get this on yourself. This whole area was a disaster zone, unparalleled since Dresden. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Why did the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, chief ex-New Jersey, what was she, governor? Christine Todd Whitman,
right.
Yeah. She told New Yorkers and workers at Ground Zero that it was safe. It's safe to return to the area. Well, it would be bad for commerce if you don't let them return. Hold on a second. Despite the fact that the WTC explosion released tons of asbestos into the air, as well as lead, mercury, and other poisons, heavy, dangerous metals. How many people died? How many major illnesses were there? There were cancer deaths.
Respiratory disorders are ongoing that exist even today. But how many of them have already lost their lives well after 9/11, after, Christine Todd Whitman, EPA head, says, hey, it's safe to go in there.
Hey, by the way, the World Trade Centers were coated in asbestos, and they were an incredible, incredible insurance liability. They were all going to have to be redressed. That process of cleaning the World Trade Centers, cleaning the asbestos,
might have cost as much or more of the original price of building the building.
It would have.
Yeah.
Well,
interesting, huh?
Somebody got really lucky. Thank those 15 Saudi Arabians with their lucky, lucky box cutters.
Wow.
Why did President George W. Bush at first – why did he – Stonewall investigation. He did. For a year and a quarter. 411 days. No, no. We don't need an investigation. We know what happened. Al-Qaeda did it. We'll get the terrorists. We'll wage a war on the Afghanis. That'll show them. Wait a second. You want to investigate? We're not going to investigate 411 days later, excuse me. Then, hold on a second. Let's just fund it and make sure it goes well. No, let's impede it. Let's starve it for funds. Time magazine, all the major all the major propaganda organs still had to report that the 9/11 Commission was begging for $11 million while the war on terror was garnering $75 billion. I mean, you're asking for $11 to investigating something and you guys can have $750,000? What? Hold on. This doesn't make sense. The 9/11 Commission wasn't able to do its job to the point that even the neoconservative loyalists and Bush family fixers and insiders that and the Texas oilmen who eventually comprised the 9/11 Commission, all Bush family loyalists going way back, even Thomas Keene, ex-governor of New Jersey, another ex-governor of New Jersey, a Texas oilman with Saudi business interests, said that the 9/11 Commission essentially was stymied, ended up being a whitewash. The guy who ran the thing saying, we didn't produce a report you can trust, we were hamstrung and impeded.
Well, what do you do with that? I mean, this all of these things, you put only 15 and there could be 100 others. These 15 are very pointed. Any one of them could call into question the entire report, official, of 9/11 Commission or otherwise. The whitewashing, the smearing of anybody who asks the questions. Here it is 10 years later. When is it has enough time transpired to where we can actually ask these questions, where it can actually be covered honestly, with integrity? Well, obviously it's not time yet because America's most trusted newsman, Jon Stewart, refuses still to cover it. Glenn Beck, who's off on his own, still now marginalizes anybody who brings it up. And many others in the old media and even within talk radio. Here we cover it. Natural News covers it. We know that Alex Jones has been covering it for a long time. There are a lot of movements within the 9/11 truth. We Are Change, etc., out there trying to do their level best. But still, is this too traumatic for the people to deal with, the American people to come to grips with, hey, whether it was called an inside job, it's clearly an intelligence operation. This is not, oops, how did all of these things come together? Happy accident, unhappy accident.
Got lucky. How many things do you have to line up for Colleen Rowley to be impeded, Sybil Edmonds to be impeded, Norman Mineta to watch Dick Cheney let the plane hit the building, the buildings to explode without any gasoline being left to what? How many things do you have to have happen? This is a miracle like the second coming. You don't get this kind of thing. This isn't a miracle. This is intelligence. This is what our secret government does. It's not ours. It's not American. It's an international floating cabal of jackals.
Yes.
They've overthrown countries in Guatemala. They've overthrown democratic elected regimes in Guatemala, in Chile, in Iran. That's right, Iran. Maybe they started in the CIA. They've since liberated themselves from any allegiance to America.
Yeah, well, I think that's the important point to get out of all of this, if you get anything, is that our supposed CIA does not work for American interests anymore. These are global corporate interests that have no allegiance to any nation or state. They just as soon see the United States dissolve, and then they could recreate it anew, even more tyrannically. And there are a lot of Boy Scouts, naive Boy Scouts, or maybe they know something and they're just being paid to keep quiet, like the Sean Hannitys of the world, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, that refuse to acknowledge the reality of how government operates today and how dangerous big government is because it could be co-opted and corrupted by interests that are not the American people's.
Well said.
Well, that'll wrap up our hour today, and we're going to continue the theme of 9/11 10 years later here, leading to a live broadcast from the Robert Scott Bell Show through Genesis Communications Network on Sunday, 1 to 3 Eastern. Stay tuned at robertscottbell.com. I'll give you all the information as we continue our uncovering the things that are not allowed to be uncovered. Thank you, Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist. Appreciate it very much.
It was a great pleasure.
All right. We got the Sane Vax Gals coming up next hour. I'll have some commentary on Ron Paul and the Republican, what do they call that thing, a debate? After the news, we don't even have a news break. I'm just going to take a quick breather and I'll be right back. But in the meantime, I remind you this, as I do every day, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink foodinvestigations.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
From 9/11 to this hour, breaking news on the HPV vaccination. We talked about it a few days ago, and I've got the gals from SaneVax coming on board to talk specifically about what they found was in the HPV shot from Gardasil. Rick Perry, who hates cancer, according to the debate last night, said, oh, that's why I mandated it, but there was an opt-out. Oh, man, that guy, smarmy as he could be, as was Brian Williams. Did you see the debate last night? That's where we're going to kick it off before we go into the HPV issue. I've got Liam Sheff hanging on for one more segment here to discuss this. We watched the debate together last night. And this is something, Liam, watching the rest of the Republican field adopt the language of Ron Paul. Ron Paul has already won. He has absolutely already won. You had Newt Gingrich attacking the Fed. You had Rick Perry, Gardasil Rick Perry, saying, what did he say? Keynesianism is dead. He didn't even know what Keynesianism was 6 months ago before he went to the Bilderberg meeting to come over and get his marching orders. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to use the language of Ron Paul. Or you're going to defeat the Tea Party. You're going to let them know that you're the one and you're more electable. You've got the telegenesis. You're like, what is the guy's name? George Bush on steroids now. I mean, you see him, how he looked like, he sounded like George Bush last night in the debate.
And he squinted his eyes like a good Texan, and he peered directly into the camera, and he said, and he dropped all his G's, and he said, I'm proud that in Texas we kill more people than any other state, and I hate cancer. That's why I mandated vaccinating your girls because I hate cancer, and HPV causes cancer. Record skips. What? Wait a second. HPV, the virus that doesn't cause cancer, causes cancer. I want politicians to become smart enough not to believe the press releases from the NIH. And the only guy up there who I think would get even close to that would be Ron Paul. I think he could actually read the science and go, no, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, well, he's always been very forthright on that. We've talked about the issue of vaccination on this program many times over the years, and he's never been for the mandates. He believes in the family's right and the patient's right to make a decision based on fully informed, you know, as far as whatever is out there. And I think that's reasonable. You know, I realize doctors believe in that stuff, but at least to put it out there about the dangers as well and then make a decision. Don't have the government mandate this stuff.
And that's what he said. And he was joined by a number of the other...
The rhetoric was there, wasn't it?
The good folksy folks. On.
I don't know how much they believed what they were saying, certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, Brian Williams tried to tag him on the regulation. Oh, you want to get rid of all regulations? I think we got that clip here. Actually, let's drop that clip in here, Don. Go ahead. We're going to hear Brian Williams' smarminess incarnate. Ask Ron Paul about the regulations. And this relates to drugs, so it's very appropriate for where we're going right now.
Would you then put it on the drug companies to say, no, we're bringing this to market. Trust us. It's a fantastic drug.
What I said is theoretically you could. It could be privatized. But who ends up doing the regulations on the drugs? They do as much harm as good. They don't take good care of us. Who gets to write the regulations? The bureaucrats write the regulations, but who writes the laws? The lobbyists have control. So the lobbyist from the drug industry has control of writing the regulations, so you turn it over to the bureaucracy, but you would have private institutions that could become credible. And I mean, do we need the federal government to tell us whether we buy a safe car? I say the consumers of America are smart enough to decide what kind of car they can buy and whether it's safe or not, and they don't need federal government hounding them and putting so much regulations on that our car industry has gone overseas.
Now, I could debate about whether the American people are genuinely smart enough, but I think that they've gone to sleep because they have this artificial reality that Ron Paul's calling attention to. Is like you just rely on the feds to do this? The bureaucrats make the rules? Who makes the rules? The lobbyists actually write the rules? The FDA is killing hundreds of thousands of Americans, and these people on the stage of the Republican debate, they all claim to be right to life, or, you know, pro-life, let me say. And they will not, other than Ron Paul, acknowledging the real danger is in the pharmaceutical drugs. He has said that time after time after time. Nobody else picks up on that one. So when Brian Williams said, oh, you would just throw the caution to the wind and let any – people are dying because of the regulations, Liam. There was a time where we didn't trust automatically people to do the right thing. Now they do, and the government's the one that's doing the wrong thing in the guise of regulation.
There was an exciting time in this country where to grow up meant that you had to pass the sucker test a number of times. You had to figure out that not everybody was your best friend, and you couldn't be protected from everything, and sometimes you'd make a bad decision, and golly, you had to live with it. And sometimes that was rough. But you toughened up, you learned, you matured as you got older, you got tougher. You didn't need the nanny state every second of the day. Now we have a nanny state saying, we're so concerned about you because we hate cancer that we're going to foist a deadly vaccine on you that doesn't stop cancer for a thing that doesn't cause cancer.
It pissed me off. I'm sorry, but Rick Perry saying HPV causes cancer. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
What, is he suddenly a scientist? This guy is a piece of work. Like I said, the Bilderbergers have selected this guy to be the next president. I could see that. And he's co-opting the language. They're going to try and smoke the American people. And most of the American people are on drugs, probably going to buy it. Now, how much of the Ron Paul stuff got through last night? They did their level best to ignore him as much as they could. There was another real quick clip here, if we can see if we can play, about the price of gas. That was brilliant. And he just let it out because all the others got, well, we'll get that gas down to $2. He says, I can do you one better. In fact, I'm not going to play the clip. We don't have time to that. There's another on HPV I hopefully can get to. But he basically said, I can do you one better. Here's a dime, a real silver dime before 1964, worth over $3.50. Buy a gallon of gas in most every state right now. It's inflation. It's inflation. It's inflation. And the others acknowledged it. As we said, Newt Gingrich attacked the Fed on inflation. He said he wouldn't have Bernanke back. Although Romney, he waffled on it at the end. He's like, no, we got to salvage it. It's not a Ponzi scheme, Social Security. Whereas, again, Rick Perry here playing the Tea Party game. I don't think he believes it, but he claimed it.
He actually looked at the camera and he said, it's not a Ponzi scheme. And then he said, if you're getting your drugs now and your money, don't worry. Don't be scared. Oh, and then he said, it's a Ponzi scheme. Yeah. It's the worst thing ever. He actually said both things at the same time.
Well, that shows, again, if the American population remains on pharmaceutical FDA-approved drugs, then, of course, we're going down. The ship is going down. Some have argued that it's too late already, and I can understand the argument. At the same point in time, if Ron Paul is not president, you know, forget it. All bets are off. It's not going to be pretty if he is, because we're going to be in the worst crisis in a sense of the reality of it's going to hit us in the face. Whether he is or isn't, it is going to happen. Another interesting thing is they closed the debate last night, Liam. They were talking about the fence, right? They had somebody on from Telemundo or whatever, you know, like, oh, how do you feel about Hispanics? Well, what about the fence? And everybody was wanting to build a fence. What do you think about Ron Paul saying, hey, you know, fences are not only about keeping people out, but they're about keeping people in? You got to think about that.
Right. They had the Telemundo guy who was very savvy, and he came on, and it was like the stunt thing. They might as well have put him in a dress and said, from Dancing with the Stars, it's our Latin, you know. da-da-da-da-da-da, what do you think about Mexicans? No, he didn't, though. He was great and grounded, and he actually was really hard on a lot of the people and made them answer questions. Like, what's her name, Bachman? She never answers a question. She comes with a prepared thing. Says, that's a wonderful question. Now I'm going to say this.
I want to say what I want to say.
It's an old Reagan tactic. But doesn't she have – she has the scariest blue eyes. She's like a husky. Anyway, imagine her staring at you. You'd do anything. Just like, okay, all right.
Wasn't she in Fargo?
So what? So what are you going to do about immigration? Immigrants. And Newt Gingrich says, well, this, that, the other thing. And somebody brings up technology. And I think, was it Romney who said, well, we have to use technology. We have to build a fence. Somebody said, you're going to build a fence?
Yes.
Along what? 2,000? You're going to build a 2,000-mile fence?
Well, and Ron said, yeah, you could set up a barbed wire fence, have machine guns everywhere. Is that what you want? I mean, images of East Germany came to mind as he was saying this. You know what he was thinking. And that's where he brought that out. And I think, you know, also he mentioned the real ID. A lot of Republicans are for, well, let's give an ID, a special immigrant ID card. It's like, no, everybody's going to have this real ID. That's, again, your papers, please.
What are you doing in the GDR? Mm-hmm. let's rat on your neighbor. I think you ate too much bread today. You know,
well,
bread
listen,
ration.
The Stasi FDA going after raw milk. I mean, you know, who up there on the stage would really roll back these things? I don't believe a word of most of these Republicans. I just think they're telegenic, some of them. They say what they're told to say. They put their finger to the wind. Some of them are delusional, like Rick Santorum, right?
Oh, God.
We got to be everywhere. I can't believe anybody wants to bring any troops home. Wasn't that a great line, too? If we cut the air conditioning out of the green zone, that would be good because at least then the troops would come home. Ron said that. That was great.
Slipped it in.
Yeah.
Nobody, right, they're in the Reagan Library and they're applauding Ronald Reagan and what a great man. And I'm thinking, yeah, the guy who signed more secret war documents, nor national security directives that couldn't be seen by the Congress, let alone voted on, than any president since the Cold War. Really? You want to, yay.
Well, and also, Reagan was wise enough that after he was in Beirut with the Marines that got bombed, you know, he pulled the troops out. He says, it's irrational there. There's no way I'm going to subject my troops to that anymore. So at least he had the sense to say, no, this is not the place for us. Everybody else doubles and triples down and stubbornly says, oh, if we keep, like Giuliani 4 years ago, if we keep making a mistake, and Huckabee said this too, we got to keep making that same mistake for honor.
Look, Reagan was a charming, charming, charming actor and a charming man, and I know he believed a lot of what he said, but he also raised the debt in this country to an unheard of, what was it, $7-8 trillion to build a hole in space, you know, that was supposed to contain a missile shield. And when he said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, really what he had done was he had outspent all the Eastern Bloc in a way that they never could.
Economically destroyed him.
Right, but it destroyed us because we got in the habit of having an $8 trillion now, a $14, $15, $17, $20 trillion. It never ends because Reagan figured out we could do it.
Accelerated what I think was inevitable because the communist economy of a communist country was not sustainable. And they would have gone down eventually anyway without it. The point is we ended up going into debt and it set the stage for a lot of what we see. But then again, we can go back to Nixon pulling us completely off of the gold standard in 71, or we could go back to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and see how this was all preordained. And a slave state or a slave system. You know, we come back to the income tax as well. That's another issue that was brought up. No one else is wanting to abolish it other than Ron Paul.
Yeah, I don't think he got to say that. And they really didn't. They didn't talk about the war much, except to do the 9/11 thing and how great everything is and how do you feel safer now being raped by the TSA. And a lot of people, to their credit, said, there's something wrong with the TSA. This is not right.
Yeah.
Now they didn't say we should get rid of the Department of Homeland Security, but Paul of course wants to, and that's what Brian Williams, that smarmy bastard love child of I don't know who Peter Jennings and Brian Gump. I don't know who he is. I don't know where he came from or why he's even on TV.
He's a suit.
Yeah. He's an empty suit.
Yeah.
And did you hear when Ron Paul gave his answer about Americans could actually figure out we don't need an FDA to tell you. We could have private organizations going, by the way, this drug killed a lot of things. Well, you might not want to take it. Americans go, oh.
We can have doctors that are now able to not prescribe synthetic pharmaceuticals because they realize nutrition is better and not be persecuted out of their jobs. So those are the things that would happen. But these people lack creative imagination. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they can't see a world without the government in everybody's pockets, everywhere, all the time. And that is, I've talked about this, and we were on, I think, covering this a while back, the imagination deficiency disease. Mm-hmm. And I think all of those candidates pretty much have it. other than the good doctor, as we've talked about here. Listen, I don't have time to run the HPV clips. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow, but I've got to go into the HPV issue. We've got the gals from SaneVax, and boy, oh boy, we are breaking some big news. Merck is quaking in its boots. They are freaking out. Merck. These gals are making Merck nervous is an understatement. As I know what they're doing. They are lurking about. They are visiting the SaneVax website and spending lots of time. Is it the Merck lawyers? Who's there? We know they're tracking it. The FDA is visiting. Health Canada is visiting. They are all nervous as hell about the identification of what is in that HPV shot that Rick Perry says is so great that he would do it because he hates cancer. Well, we know better here. We know the cause of it. We know the cure. And, of course, you keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com for all of the links up. Liam, thanks for the 9/11 episode today. We're going to do more on this in the coming few days.
Shocking, shocking stuff. If Rick Perry hates cancer so much, he'd be interested to see that Gardasil shots increase the rate of precancerous
lesions.
Huh.
That's true, cervically.
I guess he hates Gardasil.
Yeah, he must. He must. Well, this is it. This is where we're going. So join me as we take a quick break and come right back with us. And I'm going to be interviewing the gals from SaneVax, rocking and rolling the health world like nowhere else in media. Thanks for being here.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Scott Bell Show.
They are back and they're helping me rock the health world today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Norma Erickson and Leslie Carroll Botha from SaneVax. And we've been following what you've been doing since the very beginning and, of course, had you on before. But now, big story breaking worldwide, recombinant DNA from the human papillomavirus appearing bound to the aluminum adjuvant within the Gardasil HPV shot. This is not shocking to us, but the fact that it's been revealed and validated scientifically is, and you gals have done a sensational job getting it out there. So thanks again for all that you're doing.
Thank you, Robert. This is breaking news, and we feel it's important news, and we feel that it's newsworthy enough maybe to sway the FDA to conduct an investigation. And that is what we put together in our certified letter to the FDA that was mailed out on August 29th, received last Friday, right before the Labor Day weekend. And by Friday night, we were releasing our news, alerting the world. I think Norma will agree is that we just felt that it was in the public's best interest to know about this 100% contamination in the 13 vials that were tested from around the world as soon as possible. This is major news.
Well, it's beginning to explain a lot of the so-called side effects, which are direct effects of the vaccination, in fact, that we've seen Guillain-Barré, we've seen paralysis, and we've even seen deaths. When you start doing recombinant DNA of HPV, in binding it into the aluminum adjuvant, which is designed specifically to elicit a hyperimmune response, there should be no surprise. Norma, this is something that has got to get the attention of FDA. Of course, they'll try to ignore it because they usually do, but they can't now. Some of the old media has actually picked up on this release.
Absolutely. And, you know, we fully anticipate that the FDA is not going to move on this. If you take a look at how they reacted when the SV40 was found in the polio vaccine, their specific words, and this is a quote from the FDA, "Any possible doubts, whether or not well-founded, about the safety of the vaccine cannot be allowed to exist."
Yeah, this is the culture of unfortunately, death, that there's no other way to sugarcoat it, nor would I want to, that exists between the so-called cozy relationship between Big Pharma and the regulatory body known as the Fear and Death Administration. Some people still call it the Food and Drug Administration. I don't know why. but Leslie, I mean, you guys both have just done sensational work in getting this scientific inquiry done to validate that 100% of the vials tested had this bound to the aluminum adjuvant, this recombinant DNA. Do you want to go into a little bit more of what that is?
Well, sure, absolutely. Recombinant DNA is nothing short of a potential biohazard. World Health Organization is investigating what levels are acceptable in the body if any lab, any manufacturing plant is handling rDNA, recombinant DNA. They have to follow strict protocols and procedures for the handling of this biohazardous material that we have now found in 13 of the 13 vials of Gardasil that we had tested by an independent lab. And those vials came from New Zealand, Australia, Spain, Poland, France, and three states in the United States, from different lot numbers and from different manufacturers. So this is, even though it's a very small amount of vaccines tested, doesn't even make the radar. However, you know, with all the millions of doses that have been distributed out there,
yes,
the significance is that they were brought in from 13 different areas, 13 different lot numbers, 13 different manufacturers, and we have 100% contamination.
Well, when you say 100%,
four different manufacturers.
Four different manufacturers.
Thank you.
But 100%, okay. That's indicative of it being in the ingredient list, in the soup, whatever they're making. And it's like, okay, one of the manufacturers, okay, something happened, right? But for all of them, 100%? Now, this is something, of course, the FDA, the CDC, let's say if this were, bound into organic raw milk, there would be a three-alarm fire. There would be SWAT team raids all over the country going after raw cow milk. But that it is part of the vaccine industry, as you said, we cannot question vaccines. Therefore, the regulatory authorities do not have any regulatory intention in this regard.
Interesting that you should mention it being on the list, because when Merck applied to the FDA for the approval for this, they specifically stated there was no viral DNA in this vaccine, and they are stating that in product information pamphlets all over the world. There is no viral DNA in this vaccine, and that's not true.
No, clearly
and that,
not.
And that was until April of 2011 when it was scrubbed off the FDA site and the U.S. patient product inserts. That was our first alarm call. We had no idea that we were going to find 100% contamination. That was beyond any of our wildest dreams.
Yeah. Well,
and then to see it scrubbed off the FDA site and to see it scrubbed off the patient product information site, but it's still on the EMA site in Europe. It's still on other sites around the world because as we were testing these vials, we were doing a search for this term, and no viral DNA in the vaccine. And we have a whole slew of references to the fact where it is still states this, even though it doesn't state it in the U.S. So the big question is, what did Merck and the FDA know in April of 2011 that caused them to scrub this off of the U.S. information sites?
Yeah, well, it is suspicious if you just suddenly disappear it. Recognizing that Merck claimed there was no viral DNA, recombinant or otherwise, in the vaccine. Now you find it in 100% of the lots that you tested from four different manufacturers. That certainly raises the question of whether if the FDA does nothing, do you have contacts and do you have certified, registered or however, mail going out to the regulatory bodies around the world?
Absolutely.
That is the next step. And Robert, since we have talked to you last time, we have become so tightly networked with so many countries around the world and people now actively alerting their governments. Frieda Beryl in Scotland has done nothing less than a fabulous job of writing to every constituent legislature, parliamentary member in the United Kingdom, alerting them to this information. She also wrote to someone in Spain, I believe, who said someone in the government in Spain, this may be what we need to start an investigation into the safety and efficacy of the vaccine. So this has been received very, very well.
Well, it's about darn time, man. Maybe we could call Rick Perry in on this. You think he'd have anything to do to investigate?
Governor Gardasil. Yes. That's what I heard him called last night. I loved it. You know, part of the story, though, Robert, is how we came to this point. And Norma really should be the one talking about it.
Sure.
She was very influential in getting us to this point.
It really is astonishing, Norma, what you've accomplished here. It is making waves worldwide here in the U.S., and we're going to continue to apply the pressure with whatever media we have to bear on it. But, Norma, how did it get to this point? What did you do?
It was an amazing accident, actually. We get calls from victims all the time, victims' mothers wondering what they can do, how they can do it, that kind of thing. Well, I had conversations with this one mother in Canada whose 13-year-old, very naive girl, sexually naive, virginal girl, had contracted rheumatoid arthritis 24 hours after her third injection. Okay, she calls me a month later, frantic. Her daughter's blood had just tested positive for HPV DNA. This was 2 years after her Gardasil injections. And there was no way it could have happened. HPV is an epithelial virus, which means it can only survive on your skin and mucosa membranes. Once it gets into your blood, your bloodstream, your natural immune system destroys it within a day or two.
Yeah, very readily. I think it's an important point that you make there, Norma, that we know about the behavior, if you will, and the replication of the HPV. It needs a very specific and certain environment or terrain in order for it to replicate and cause what they call infection. And so if you're injecting it in the blood, it should be dissipated immediately almost in a generally healthy person. Now, in this case of the victim's mom calling you, she said after the third shot, she had rheumatoid arthritis, which, by the way, you don't contract it, even though it's like, what did he catch it from, the needle? I mean, an autoimmune reaction like that tells me that, of course, there is foreign RNA or DNA combining with our own. And then suddenly the immune system says, what is self and what is not self? It doesn't know anymore. And of course, the binding into the skeletal tissue in terms of rheumatoid arthritis is very real. This is what I've been concerned about many vaccines, but now we're really pinpointing that this is happening specifically with the HPV Gardasil shot.
Yes, and we have very, very serious concerns about autoimmune disorders of all sorts, encephalitis, brain inflammation. All of us know that aluminum can cross the blood-brain barrier, but to make additionally sure in this one, they added polysorbate 80, which helps some more. And this HPV DNA being bound to the aluminum, no one knows how long it's going to stay in the system. It may be permanent. And what kind of damage is that going to cause 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road? Nobody knows. I mean, we just believe the FDA and Merck should have tested, evaluated, and quantified this risk before it was approved. They didn't, so now's the time to get some answers from them.
You know, Robert, you raised a really good point here. The immune system is going overboard because now you have a genetically engineered virus, genetically modified. Maybe that makes sense to some of your listeners because we know the dangers of genetically modified foods.
Sure.
So we've got a genetically modified virus entering the same cell as a natural DNA.
Yeah.
So now you got a genetically engineered DNA along with a natural DNA in the same host cell because that's how it replicates. So are we now, is that cell going to replicate into a genetically engineered cell? I mean, this is frightening.
Well,
this is nothing less than frightening.
It brings up The Island of Dr. Moreau or any Michael Crichton novel at this point. And the FDA has had a long history of, you know, basically being friends with the biotechnology industry. Look at how much they defended the recombinant bovine growth hormone, RBGH, in the milk of Monsanto or the cows, which increased, of course, the infections within the udder of cows, which increased, of course, the antibiotic use within them. But they said it's functionally not different. You can't detect it, so no one could claim to be RBGH-free. And this is the kind of thing that we need to reveal, and we are releasing here, and you have released in sending this out to the FDA. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to continue on with Norma Erickson and Leslie Carroll Botha from SaneVax. We've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com. This is all, you know, world-breaking news here that these wonderful women have taken on an incredible challenge, and they're not only up to it, they are actually beating back the FDA beast here and shaming them at their own game. We're going to see where this goes from here after this. Stay with us. More on the other side of the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott.
And a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who does the pharmaceutical industrial complex fear the most? The same people that the FDA fears the most. Moms. Super moms. And, of course, I got them here. Norma Erickson, Leslie Carroll, Botha from SaneVax, and we're taking on the FDA and the global pharmaceutical cartel, who would just simply inject recombinant forms of DNA, in this case the HPV shot known as Gardasil, and bind it to synthetic adjuvants, in this case aluminum adjuvants, that hyperstimulate the immune system in combination with this DNA, which we now are finding causing autoimmune reactions and responses. I know why this happens, as many people are starting to get wind of why this is happening, yet we now know the FDA scrubbed any mention of it, as Merck denied that this was in their shots at all. And now we've got a lot more to do with both Leslie and Norma. Leslie, thank you for being here, and where do we go from here?
Well, I think people should be aware that as of July, there are now 22,619 adverse reactions posted to VAERS. That is the U.S. tracking system for vaccine injuries. We do now know that there are only 1 to 10% of the vaccine injured who are reporting. So you add a couple of zeros onto that, and those numbers become astronomical. You know, the downside to all of this, Robert, is that the more that SaneVax gets out there, the more that we are being contacted by parents and by other victims. And as much as what we have done here in the last month and over the summer may seem like a major breakthrough for so many people, my heart hangs heavy. I am heartbroken over this, and heartbroken for the parents that we have discovered a contaminant in Gardasil, the vaccine that was pushed on them for their daughter's sake to prevent them from getting cervical cancer. HPV disease, as Merck is now made up, the marketing company has made up HPV disease, for God's sake. They believed in their government. They believed in their doctor. They believed in the best intentions of the pharmaceutical companies. These are not people. They would not have been getting, these parents would not have been getting their daughters vaccinated if they were anti-vaccine to begin with. And people need to realize this. These are parents who believed in the U.S. government's vaccination program. They believed in their doctor's recommendations to get their daughters and sons vaccinated until their child got sick.
Yeah.
And that's what led them to start questioning. So we need to distinguish this from other parents who are quote-unquote anti-vaccine. And that is not the case on this issue at all. These parents are betrayed. They are financially destitute with all the medical costs now incurred for special testing and diagnostics. This is a very sad situation.
Leslie, it's a challenge to find any bright light in these tragedies. And in fact, yesterday's show, I was talking about 9/11 in that light, too, because many people are killed for many reasons, many things, and seemingly non-reasons. And in this case of vaccinating little girls for a disease, or let me just say for a virus, that there's no real evidence that proves conclusively that it even causes cervical cancer 20, 30 years later. And I've called that into dispute based on their ability to find it via polymerase chain reaction, or PCR, which is finding a fragment of genetic material and amplifying it thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times and then saying, aha, we found the cause. It's nonsense. It's not science. It's scientism. It's a cult. And in this case, they're sacrificing children regularly and readily to this cult. And the parents, you're right, have been betrayed. And if there's the only good thing I can find is that more parents are waking up so that we can prevent any other children from going through this disastrous intervention that is not needed. But there are also do-gooder, and this is true of Democrats and Republicans, but primarily last week I just had to rip into the Democrats in California because they were promoting this forced vaccine of the HPV shot without parental consent if they were under, I think, over 12 years old or something like that. But no matter what, this to me is horrific. This is not helping the poor people. It's condemning them to illness and ailments for which nobody can afford to cover.
You know, it's a very serious situation in California, and if it can happen in California, it can happen anywhere else. And here's the deal, Robert. California is about to go bankrupt. Who's got more money than the U.S. government these days, than any other government in the whole world right now, but the pharmaceutical industry? They have more money than God. So Merck has stepped into California, and this is my opinion, has stepped into California, said, here, we'll give you money so you don't go bankrupt. And by the way, we'll do this if you mandate this vaccine for 12-year-olds, wow, girls, and older, and boys,
right,
and older. And they're embedding it in a lot of
follow
other issues as well. But this is, you know, Merck is promoting this. There is no doubt about it. And we have to be very careful now that we're not losing any more rights in our government to corporations.
Yeah, I agree. Well, this is unconscionable, and this tells you the desperation that all these states and even the federal government are in when they're willing to just take what we call blood money. We know that the pharmaceutical industry lobbies more prolifically than any other industry, and in this case, not only on the federal level, but as you see on the state level, if they can get it mandated in California, that is a slush fund for Big Pharma, a fraction of what they're giving to California and the Democrats there who are bought into these lies. Would then be, well, multitudes more would be coming back to Merck because of the mandate, because of the coverage, et cetera. So the bankruptcy continues on so many levels, biologically, physiologically, immunologically, politically, economically. All of these things are a disaster, but I give no quarter to anybody, Republican or Democrat. That's why I've ripped into Rick Perry over the years on this issue as well, and he's claiming to be a Republican from Texas.
Oh, absolutely. And let me just, you know, relate an anecdotal story. I had a young woman on my radio show who was 15 at the time. Her mother took her to her healthcare practitioner in California. The woman, doctor, offered the Gardasil vaccination. The mother and daughter both said no because they did their research. The doctor then said to the mother, "May I talk to your daughter privately, please?" And the doctor proceeded to take the daughter aside, closed the door in her office, and said, "You really should be getting this vaccine, and I can give it to you right now, and we do not have to tell your mother."
Oh, my God.
And then the girl refused once again, and the doctor, obviously irritated, went back out to the lobby and said to the mother, "If your daughter ever gets raped, she could get cervical cancer because she did not have this vaccine." Now, there's not one iota bit of truth there, and there's a lot of fear there, but this is already going on in California.
Right.
And that's why this is so serious. 12-year-olds are too young to be making decisions like this. Most of them are so ignorant.
Well, as we have
about
found,
anything.
Leslie and Norma's, we found parents of every age are too naive at this point to make this decision because they've been given bad information. They've trusted the wrong groups and the wrong people, whether they be conflicted with interest, governmental or pharmaceutical or big media-wise. And at the same time, who is being harmed by this? Ultimately, the children, but yes, the parents then, you know, have to live with the guilt and the regret if they don't understand
guilt,
how to turn this into something better. And I know that a lot of moms are trying to make the best of a horrible situation by becoming very active, and I call them warrior moms and some of the warrior dads, which I've called for, to step up and defend children legitimately from the assault of big pharma, big government, and big media, who has cheerleaded this thing into existence as well.
Absolutely. And the other sad thing is, Robert, is that none of these girls are getting better, or very few of them are getting better. In fact, we know of some girls who are just getting more and more ill because there is now the potential of this biohazard wreaking havoc on every system of their body. And every time these girls become premenstrual, their immune system becomes more compromised. And over time, every single month, the body is weakening and weakening and weakening and unable to keep up with this biohazard within their cells, embedded in every single cell. And we don't know that for a fact, but you know, that is certainly the worst case scenario, but we do know something is going on there.
Well, and I've described the way we normally interact with foreign DNA. For those that are not vegetarians, you eat an animal, you digest them, the enzymes break down the amino acids to their base pairs, etc., down from the complexities of full strand DNA or RNA or whatever. And in this way, you break it down and then you rebuild these building blocks amino acids. When you inject it, you bypass the normal digestive process that have us interact with foreign DNA. Now, in this case, of course, it's not even normal DNA. It's recombinant. It's synthesized in a lab. And you just go right into the bloodstream, the lymphatic tissue, the interstitial fluid, wherever they're putting this. And the body has no opportunity to know what the hell is going on. I'm just going to say it clearly. And then does it recombine, as we're finding, with other things? If it's bound to aluminum, where is that going to be taken? Was it going to go to the liver cells? Is it going to go to the ovaries? Is it going to go to the other immune? Who knows at this point? But when we see a rheumatoid arthritis or other autoimmune responses the body has, we know it is combining in some way into our own cells. Case in point, this is why the immune system begins attacking itself, or what it was once was self and is no longer self, based upon this injection.
That was very well said. Absolutely. I have to tell you too another anecdotal story, and this one really scares me. I was walking in downtown Fort Collins, Colorado a week ago to meet my son for dinner, and someone from Planned Parenthood came up to me and said, "Are you a member of Planned Parenthood?" And I said, "Hell no." Not until they stop endorsing Gardasil.
Yeah.
And the woman next to this young man did a double take and looked at me. She said, "What do you know about Gardasil?" And I said, "How much time do you have?"
Oh, yeah.
But the deal is that she told me a story of a 15-year-old girl in Denver who got sick after one of the injections of Gardasil, was sick for a month, and ended up losing her ovaries at age 15.
Yeah.
There is something dangerous going on here. And so my point in telling this story is, what are the odds of my walking downtown, talking to one person, and finding out from the person standing next to him about another injured girl? To me, this is a huge red flag that there are injuries out there that are not being related to this vaccine.
Yeah, you're right. And of course, we know the denialist within the medical profession that anything that happens after a vaccine is supposed to be not from the vaccine. That's an automatic programming that many of these doctors have. And it's like a Pavlovian response. They've been programmed like dogs to respond this way. Now, I don't excuse them in their behavior, much less the doctor you mentioned about, you know, taking the 12-year-old girl aside from the parents and trying to convince her of getting this shot. I think it's disgusting, and I would remove them from the medical profession immediately for their willingness to assault and experiment upon children in this way. But a lot of allopathic medicine descends from a lot of the horrors of Nazi Germany, quite honestly, and IG Farben, the original starting point of the modern pharmaceutical industrial complex that was broken up. And now we have the demon spawn of IG Farben, which includes Merck and GSK.
And that is very true. If anybody wants to get a background on this whole industry and the start of virology, the whole field of studying viruses, they really should pick up the book, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. This poor, innocent black woman whose cervical cancer cells were taken out of her body, unbeknownst to her family, unbeknownst to her, proliferated so that they're used all over the world. And the author of this book has done such a fabulous job of looking at the social, political, And not just the social, political, but all the mistakes that were made and contamination that were made in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s.
Yes.
So this is nothing new in this industry, but it has to stop now.
Yeah, well, the grand disillusionment is on, and you are helping parents to wake up around the world. Unfortunately, we're still hearing of too many, and one is too many in my mind, children that are being harmed by this. Bless you both for doing all that you're doing. I know it's just like breathing for you, and you wouldn't expect extra thanks, but I am grateful for both of you and all of the group working together at SaneVax for what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Norma, yes, thank you as well. You guys are wonderful. We'll stay in touch on this, and obviously you have an open-door policy anytime you need to report things. And as you know, even when you're not here, I am keeping the SaneVax freight train rolling because you got such great releases. I report on them as often as I can.
And we appreciate that, Robert. Thank you. We have got to get people to listen to this. HPV vaccines have been on the market for 62 months. Every month, 365 new adverse reactions are reported to bears. Add a zero or two to that, and you have some idea of the scope of the problem.
Yeah, it's huge. We're going to keep up on this, and I've got the links up to SaneVax, including the release on the identification of the aluminum adjuvant bound into the recombinant DNA of the HPV, the human papillomavirus, and we'll stay in touch more with this. If you ever have a question or comment, the Robert Scott Bell Show is open to hear from you at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Check out all the links right now at robertscottbell.com. Once again, Leslie, Norma, thank you so much.
And thank you, Robert.
Now, coming right back to wrap up the day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Bonus time. I've got this linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com through SaneVax, the HPV fact sheet, 8-page PDF downloadable for free. Link to it. Get all your friends to link to it. Print it out. Give it to families. Give it to parents. Give it to teenagers to read so they understand what's going on here. Very clear language there for anybody to access. Thank God for the gals at SaneVax. They're doing an incredible job, and I have on good authority and good word that Merck is nervous extremely nervous, as well as the regulators who approved this as well. And Rick Perry should be running for the hills about now. His comment, I hate cancer. Well, if you hate cancer, yeah, you should hate the HPV shot because it increases the cancerous, precancerous lesions in the girls who actually take it. And in fact, I didn't think I'd have time. I'm going to make time for it. I want you to hear Ron Paul's response because he had come out with an ad that picked on Rick Perry. He said, hey, he's not a conservative. He's not a small government guy. He just changes it to whatever suits him, right? Mentioned the word Keynesianism as whatever. So let's hear the response that relates to the HPV issue from last night's debate right now.
We've been talking just now about Governor Perry's rhetoric, but let's talk about his record. Just this morning, your campaign put out a statement accusing him of pushing for bailout money, supporting welfare for illegal immigrants, and trying to forcibly vaccinate 12-year-old girls against sexually transmitted disease. He's your home state governor. Is he less conservative than meets the eye?
Just take the HPV. Forcing 12-year-old girls to take an inoculation to prevent this sexually transmitted disease, this is not good medicine, I do not believe. He did it with an executive order, passed it. The state was furious, and the legislature overwhelmingly repealed this. But I think it's the way it was passed, which was so bad. But I don't like the idea of executive orders. I, as president, will not use the executive order to write laws.
You can hear they did their level best to try and cut off all of the discussion. Especially they wanted to cut him off when he mentioned that you can buy a gallon of gas for a dime, a silver dime. You know, think about that. Gas has not become more expensive. The paper, the money has become less viable. That is inflation. You know, the guy was in session, man. Professor Dr. Ron Paul was in session last night. They give him much opportunity. No, they didn't. But when he had it, he nailed it. And, of course, with Rick Perry saying, I hate cancer. That's why I did it. Man, there's no excuse for mandating an experimental medication, which now has shown to be contaminated, maybe purposefully so, with recombinant HPV. In other words, the DNA from the HPV recombined synthetically in a lab, and then inject it after being bound to aluminum, and then it's altering your own DNA, your own cells, creating autoimmunity. Such hyperimmune responses that it's killing children, killing girls, paralyzing them, sending them into autoimmunity, including rheumatoid arthritis, who knows what else. Indefensible. Anybody who would be willing to do that is not credible, is not worthy, and in my mind is too close to the word insane. That he would do that, Governor Rick Perry, the Bilderberg candidate, now parroting, as many of the Republicans, the words that Ron Paul has spoken for over 30, maybe 40 years since Nixon closed the gold window with the collapse of the Bretton Woods Agreement so long ago. Let's see, what else have we learned today, boys and girls? This has been an amazing show today. Between asking questions about 9/11 that cannot be asked in ways that no one has asked it, to going into the revelations of the HPV shot, the Gardasil shot, what's being released here. This is the little engine that could. This is where the world is changing for the better. Sometimes it's shocking, often challenging, sometimes maddening and angering. And I've covered the issue of emotions yesterday with Vaishali. And I hope you re-listened to that. It was a very important hour that I didn't know where exactly it would go, but I knew it had to be done. And we're going to continue with the theme of this 9/11 right through the Healing Revolution Friday, tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as setting the stage for the 9/11 event 10 years later, live on the air on the Robert Scott Bell Show on Sunday. And I look forward to doing that. I don't know who we're going to have on yet, but we're slating some very interesting guests, I promise you. And we'll be covering it in ways no one else in media will cover it. Now, I want to thank you as well for signing up for the newsletter alerts at naturalnewsradio.com, naturalnewsradio.com, where you're listening. If you're listening through talkstreamlive.com, it links you right back here. We also know that the Prepper Podcast Network carries the show every day. Go to prepperpodcast.com. And, of course, many others are picking it up and spreading this message of health, freedom, liberty around the planet. And this is a message that brings people together. I agree. We don't have to do it by the force of gun. People can do it because they want to be together, because they enjoy each other's company, because we love liberty and we respect differences as long as those differences are not about violating the rights of those who think believe and behave differently. That is liberty, and it is a concept we will not sacrifice, we will not compromise, and health freedom is at the heart of it. I want to remind you all, today is the day. If you have not called into the FDA, I have the links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com as well, through Life Extension Foundation, Natural News, and the Alliance for Natural Health. And so pick up the phones, make your voice be heard, and of course you can call me at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 if you have any comments, questions on HPV, on the 9/11 controversies, or if you have a suggestion for a topic or a guest, I want to hear from you as well. In the meantime, the overriding theme, the underlying theme, whatever you want to say it is, it's this, simply this, that the power to heal is yours. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Look forward to it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.